a wonderful writer, Suzanne Owens. Suzanne, are you coming on your own on this one? This is a solo trip. Okay. Please give a big welcome to a wonderful writer, Suzanne Owens. I don't hear you.
Thank you. Thanks, Ellen. Okay. This is new. Actually, very, very old, therefore new. And it's found, I found it by chance, and my son just broke up with his girlfriend of 5 years. She broke up with him on Skype before he came home. And then we went to her Facebook, and it said already that she was single, so she had that on before she even broke up with him. And this is about loss and about his first girlfriend and other things. It's called Forever. For Colin, my son, on breaking up with his first love. I stood outside the hospital wall, protected from ice and the Canadian winds, then walked my thoughts around a cul-de-sac. Nothing is forever, and everything is forever, I thought, cursing dead ends and my mother's dying. I cursed the doctors, the hospital, the city, my failures, and my father's death, too young. Once he said, I'll mend her. I'll operate. Lying in the grass, looking up at the sky, knowing when I went back inside, my favorite doll, Gloria, would live again. And she did. Walking back on the main road, then through the doors, to be confined inside the hospital again, face to face with my mother, her fragile bones already disintegrating into the sheet. The next day, I stumble back from the viewing room with my mother in her coffin, herself missing, a stranger, jaw set hard, bruised arms as if the dye from her dress had seeped into her skin. The family waited in claustrophobia, a pride protecting the kill. But I stood like a child, my face in a corner, wishing I could walk through that door, when from behind a gentle, sudden bulk of warmth in my son's arms and body. My son, 2 feet taller than I, yet his adolescent years leaned down over me, protecting my space. Now, tonight on the telephone, his lifeless voice halted, bewildered. After the funeral, he said with such confidence, let her go, Mom. It was Grandma's time. It's what she wanted. But now what's wrong? My flesh melds to the earpiece, as when in the distance you have to stop, lean into the ocean to hear the waves. My hand holds chunks of his silence. I would fly across a continent to hold him. I would leave my body. But I am only the air controller, trying to talk him back down, squeezing the breath from the wires, squinting to see with my ears, trying to harness what is out there, unmeasured and unknown in his crushing sky. He says, I feel like the white balloon when we let it go, only to watch distance reduce it until its existence disappeared forever. Where are my words to make it conventional, the soothing that creates a difference, the alternative like a spice to define it? At 10, after we told him his father was leaving to live elsewhere, he screamed, fists clenched, face bloated, blue eyes wet and red. You mean forever? You mean this will go on forever? Until I'm 20? Then my son's roommate phones. Cullen is heading home. Then I hear the cars down the driveway rattle. I'm here, the no exhaust pipes relief, a screech of hello. The horn honk, where are you? Finally, the jangled slam of a door before I see his fair skidding presence, and he is in my arms once more. But I know it isn't spring's first shade that darkens his face as we stand on the front step. The same step where I stood with his sister just 6 years ago after her first love affair and breakup. But I listen to the same sobs. Oh, how unwavering time wanes from full light to empty dark. I bought her a new wardrobe, but all he wants is a beer and Oreo cookies. She sat at this table too, talked and talked, but he doesn't know why. He doesn't know how. He doesn't want to talk. He can't imagine his life without Molly. I want to say, sometimes love doesn't end in a screech, a burner, just a fuel leak. At first, a bit of no luck at the startups, choking. Then the ball bearings glance sidelong at the brakes, and the speedometer descends, but slowly at first, then faster and faster. I want to say, it's better for love to end in a crash, in black skid marks, so you hardly know half your life has been towed away. It's best to leave the demolished entire. No saving of parts after the dump. Thank you.
Wonderful, Suzanne. One more hand for Suzanne Owens.